Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Vox Pop, WMC's live daily afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok. New York's primary is today. The stakes are high for this high-profile contest as candidates from both parties fight to win enough delegates to become their party's nominees. Polling signals Trump and Clinton with leads over their respective party rivals, but Bernie Sanders is a Bernie Sanders has huge crowds here and is coming off a 7-state winning streak. Kasich and Cruz also spent time campaigning throughout the New York. What do you think? Who's going to win in New York today or in November? 1-800-348-2551. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know things are getting tense around here, but I'm saying it and I'm going to say it right now. Civility is called for on this program. If you can't be civil, I don't want you, okay? So don't do it. All right, let's go to line number one, and we'll talk to, who is that? Who's over there? Is that, well, hello? Hello?
Hello.
Who are you? What's your name? Hello?
Hello, am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, my goodness, hi. Okay, thank you.
Who are you? Oh, it's Ken.
Yes.
Ken, okay. And I know that our wonderful volunteer is going to write in big letters for my old bad eyes. Thanks, Ken. Go ahead.
Okay. The reason I'm calling, I'm a Bernie supporter, sort of. I am disappointed in Mr. Sanders in that the last week or so, when he did start to really move up in the polls, he started getting a lot more aggressive campaign style. And mm-hmm. I think that that's potentially dangerous. But one does have to make the reasonable assumption that Secretary Clinton will get the nomination. However, it is really important that the momentum and especially the young vote, the college-age vote that Mr. Sanders has been so effective in mobilizing, that these people, if Ms. Clinton does get the nomination, don't just stay home in November. And I think that Sanders was very mature and very responsible earlier in the campaign when a lot of the stuff about Benghazi was coming up. He himself said, this is a tempest in a teapot, this is a waste of time, this is a non-issue. But now he is going after Clinton in ways that really don't do anybody any good. And last week he actually said that she's unqualified to be president. And again, politics is a rough game. I don't deny him for saying that, but it would be a tragedy of epic proportion if Clinton gets the nomination and all of these 19, 20, 21-year-olds that Sanders has been so effective in touching, if they all stay home in November.
Yeah, well, you may be right. Hey, Ken, I appreciate your call very much. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Yeah, bye. All right, let's see how you do this. Okay, so now we're going to go to Jay in Cape Cod. I think it says Cape Cod. Jay, are you in Cape Cod? Hey, Jay.
Jay.
Yeah.
How you doing, Alan?
I'm good, and I know you're doing good, too, and that you will be civil. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Alan. I just want to say I see that Secretary Clinton is running for president of the United States, and I think if she has compromised national security with just one message, just one on her servers, that instead of running for president, she should be indicted for treason. But that won't happen because she's got Loretta Lynch in her back pocket. And her ace in the hole is the tan man in Washington who will probably give her a...
Hey, I don't like that. I don't like that tan man thing.
Sorry. I will retract that.
Yeah, I just don't like it. It's not called for. Go ahead.
Well, I'll retract that. Anyways, I've dubbed her... I think that Trump's comments calling her Crooked Hillary is very lame, and I've dubbed her Silicone Sally, first cousin to the Teflon Don.
Okay, well, you know, you've gone over the line. I appreciate your call.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye. I didn't like that one bit. Let's go to Sarah in Saugerties. All right, Sarah, you're on. Hi, Sarah. Hello. Hello, Sarah. Whoops, there goes Sarah. We'll hang that one up. And now we'll go to line four, which is Douglas in Woodstock. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Go ahead, Sarah. You're on.
I think you went to me. I'm Douglas in Woodstock.
So you are. Okay, Douglas, we'll do you first, and then we'll do Sarah. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call, Alan. I just want to say that it's starting to look like the first signs of voter suppression are showing up. I went to the polls in Bearsville, which is right next to Woodstock.
Right.
And clearly a community that has tends to favor one of the candidates.
Right.
And the first thing I noticed was about a third of the number of people working at the polls to what I'm accustomed there to there, having voted there for half a decade. And then when I got to the front, what I discovered is even though my voter registration card came in the mail confirming my registration for the Democratic Party, I have been deleted from the Democratic Party rolls and identified as an independent and therefore was not eligible. I did fill out the provisional ballot and the affidavit and all the other things. But
right.
It's a bad sign.
Well, let me just say, you know, I don't disagree with you. I think our laws in New York, I actually live in Massachusetts where the laws are much better on this stuff, is clearly done to suit the needs of the politicians and not the needs of the voters. So I agree with you about that. I think it's disgusting. I don't know what else to tell you.
I think you said it very well. I'm not a big advocate for conspiracy theories per se, but with all the talk about voter suppression, this is a time we need to be extra rigorous about making sure that everything goes properly, and that does not seem to be what's happening.
Douglas, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Alan. Good day.
Right. Okay, now we'll go to line number three, and that should be Sarah. Sarah, your turn. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello, this is David. I'm sorry, I'm not Sarah. I was expecting a screener. I've got to go kill the radio. I'll be back in a second. Please bear with me.
Okay, but we don't have much time, so you got to do it quick.
I understand.
Yeah. One of the rules, ladies and gentlemen, is that when you're holding on the phone, turn the radio down, because otherwise...
Sorry, there's a little kill switch behind me.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. What do you got?
I'm on the landline. You know how it works. Okay. I just got done voting, by the way.
Good.
And if I can use your bully pulpit just quickly as a platform... those who are voting for whomever they're voting for, let's say if you're in the Democratic Party and you're voting for either Hillary or Bernie, which, full disclosure, I voted for Bernie, it's important to bear in mind that one needs to go all the way across the column. So you've got, for example, two parallel columns, one's for Hillary, one's for Bernie. Bernie, I think, is on the top column. And be sure to vote all of those spaces all the way across. As I understand it, those are the delegates, and theoretically, if you fill in all of those dots as you go from left to right, that will theoretically compel those candidates to go towards Bernie when they vote.
Well, I think it's one thing you're saying, maybe we're on a different page, but you have to vote both for the candidate and you have to vote for the delegates.
That's correct. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that is really important, otherwise you lose your vote.
Yeah, and the other day I had a Bernie a person stop by my apartment, and she said, that's very important. Be sure to do that.
Well, it is. It is so, let's just say, screwed up. That that they do this kind of thing, and you know, again, somebody just said that they weren't conspirator, but you know, the fact is that this is ridiculous. The laws are made, you know, such a way that the politicians make out like bandits, and they don't make it easy for the voters. That's just wrong. So thank you so much for calling.
I appreciate you picking it up.
And I appreciate it. Yeah, bye.
All right, goodbye.
All right, bye. Hang up. Okay, now we'll go to, I hope, Douglas in Woodstock, but it's not working well today. Douglas, is that you? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, that's obviously not Douglas. Who are you?
This is Sarah from Socrates.
Oh, Sarah, you were on line number three before, and now you're not.
I was, and I got dropped.
Yeah, go ahead, dear.
So I was informed that there was a lawsuit brought about for independents being allowed to vote in New York, and I was told I should fill out an affidavit ballot. And I tried to do that, and I was denied, and I'm wondering if that's true or if I was given misinformation or if you know anything about it.
Well, I do know that when you contest, you are supposed to fill out an affidavit ballot. You're right about that.
So somebody called the Board of Elections.
Yeah.
And the Board of Elections said, no, I don't get to fill one out.
Well, you know, that is something that I think you need to take up with somebody who knows more than I do about this process. It may be an election lawyer in your area. It may be your congressman or your state senator. They may be for who you didn't vote for, but that doesn't much matter. The main thing here is that you get your ups, and it's always been my sense that if you think you've been denied your vote, you fill out an affidavit. But
they wouldn't let me. They told me no. So I don't know if anybody else is having that problem today, but I just want to put that out there.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye. Okay. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. We'll get James and Stuart and anybody else who calls 1-800-348-2551.
Support for WAMC comes from Fort Hill Auto Body, Amherst, Massachusetts, locally owned and operated since 1997, providing auto body repair, detailing, painting, and glass replacement. A proud supporter of public radio, FortHillAutoBody.com. The Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, providing exhibits, public events, and educational programs for audiences in the Capital District and beyond. Skidmore.edu/Tang. Watson & Associates Occupational Hygiene and Safety, providing comprehensive hygiene, safety services, and training for industrial, commercial, and governmental facilities. SafetyIsElementary.com. Interim Healthcare, celebrating 45 years of in-home care, supports the Mohawk Hudson Land Conservancy's 17 Capital Region Preserves, hiking, and outdoor activities. MohawkHudson.org. And the Black Sheep, downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butter-scratch bakery, caterer, and cafe, offering fair trade coffee. BlackSheepDeli.com.
And we are back. The phones are loaded. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations for caring. I really mean that. Let's go to James in Hudson. All right, James in Hudson, is this you?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can, and I await your words of wisdom.
They're words of semi-wisdom. I just voted, and I think there's a lot of spam out there about people that it was not my original point. People being told that, you know, they could wear their Bernie T-shirts or their Bernie pins to the election, you know, or whatever, mm-hmm. to the election booth. And they can't. That's electioneering. That's illegal. You can't do that. You'll be turned away.
Gotcha.
But I do think that the other thing, the undercoverage by the media, not you, because you personally, Dr. Chartok, have done a lot for Bernie, and I've listened to him on your you know, various broadcasts for, like, years and years and decades, actually. And I just want to say that, you know, people should go out there and vote. They shouldn't be afraid just because they think people are being turned away. There are a lot of scams out there, and I'm not saying who's in charge of them. I don't know. I'm not smart enough.
Well, listen, I just want to say one thing about what you said. I have not been a electioneerer for Bernie. All I said is I think journalists ought to tell where they're coming from so that people can judge what they have to say. And that's why I said I was going to vote for Bernie. Yeah. Hey, James, I thank you.
I'm behind you that way. I just think that there are people sending out scams saying, afraid to vote.
Yeah.
Because don't be afraid to vote. Go out there
and
vote.
Yeah. You make words of great wisdom, as I knew you would, James. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Okay. All right. And now that brings us to line number two. All right. On line number two, you go, Mary Beth. Oh, no. Stuart. Stuart, you're on.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Stuart. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. My point is I'd like to make is, Alan, Dr. Chartok, I agree with you on almost, I'm a rabid AMC listener.
Great.
And I agree, I don't know how, my makeup, my culture, my education, with almost everything you say. Do you realize that? That's amazing.
Well, it's amazing and a little scary, but go ahead. You're about to say, but.
No, but you're supporting Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
And his rhetoric is false. It's delusional. And it's pie in the sky. And the only people that are getting out are deluded young people and radicals.
Well, Stuart, if you take a look at the national polls, I think you'll see a very close race. So what you're saying is that...
the national polls, and what do they know?
Well, what does anybody know who isn't on your side? Don't you see?
He's on my side. Yeah. I don't have anybody on my side.
Well, you're supporting Hillary Clinton, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, so you're saying all the people you're using words like delusional for all the people who are supporting Bernie.
Yes.
That's not nice.
Well.
Can't you respect them?
Alan,
it's like, wait, Stuart. Can't you respect them the way that I respect you for what you're saying?
No, I think we have discrimination.
What?
I don't get that.
What do you mean discrimination?
What do you mean? I mean you have a guy that grew up in Vermont.
Yeah.
Moved up there when he was 20 years old.
Yeah.
Couldn't be a carpenter. Couldn't be anything. Lived on welfare. And at 40 years old, he ran for the mayor of Burlington.
Yeah, well, I know nothing about living on welfare, but I do know this. Hillary Clinton didn't be...
I'm not knocking that. Don't get me wrong.
Well, it sounds like
you're knocking. I'm saying, where was he?
Yeah, well, look,
he's
been very successful. He got to be a city councilman, he got to be the mayor, he got to be a congressman, he got to be a United States senator.
And that's unique and beautiful. And I'll tell you right now, if Hillary doesn't get it, I'll vote for Bernie in a heartbeat.
Exactly. I get that and I respect it. Stuart, I thank you for calling. The lines are loaded. You've had your turn. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye. Let's go to Mary Beth in Central Bridge. Hold on a second. I got to find this one. Okay, Mary Beth, you're on.
Yes, hello. I find it interesting, the last caller's comments. I am a Bernie supporter. I am not young, and I am not delusional. I just voted. And I would like to bring it to your attention that people are very confused as to the voting hours.
Absolutely.
So that when you mentioned at the beginning of the show why the change in hours.
Well, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. We talked about this, Mary Beth, at great length this morning on the roundtable, on the panel.
Okay.
Why does an upstate voter have less opportunity? And since I said that this morning, Mary Beth, we have been deluged with email messages saying my son was home from college. He expected to vote. He couldn't do it. My husband had to do a business in the afternoon. That's just not fair.
Well, the voting poll people, volunteers or employees, they are they were commenting on how many people they had to turn away, which I find interesting in light of a recent trend in voter suppression.
Well, you give people a contest, Mary Beth, and if you give people a contest, they'll turn out. And there's a hell of a contest here.
And there's no postcard being mailed that used to be mailed telling you where your polling place is and what time.
I see.
So it all adds up to, like, less information. And less education of the voting public. That's all I have to say.
I'm glad you called. Thank you very much.
Sure,
appreciate
thank
it.
You. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Okay, so let's go to Marta in Poughkeepsie. Marta,
Hello, Dr. Shartok.
Yep.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You've had some good callers and good comments, including the stuff about voter suppression.
Right.
And I had also noted this no postcards coming. And April is a very strange month to have a primary. I don't think it's ever happened before around here. And no announcement in even the paper this morning about what time polls opened or closed. And I was thinking, you know, this thing about only the young people are voting for Bernie, that's nonsense. And why older people, elders and seniors, would not support an elder senior senator like
By the way, where did you hear, wait, Marta, where did you hear somebody say only young people are voting for Bernie?
I keep hearing it over and over again, like only millennials are interested in Mr. Sanders' campaign. Only
well, no,
people.
I think what you're hearing is that 76% of them have been polled and are for Bernie. That's a huge number.
The question is, are they
going to vote?
I also think that Jews should be supporting a righteous Jewish man. You know, I know he's taken a very strong stance against Israeli policy towards Palestinians, and that is incredibly courageous. And he's righteous. And I think probably the Jewish community as a whole is having some kind of moral crisis at the moment with Passover almost here and Bernie Sanders running for president. It's pretty amazing. It's first Jewish man, I think, that's ever run for president of this country. And superdelegates, you know, I was reading in the paper who they are, the governor of our state, Senator Schumer, Gillibrand, others, they've already declared for Hillary. How is that democratic process or democracy?
Why aren't they allowed to declare for, look,
they
I voted for Bernie, but why aren't
vote.
They, I have real questions about this. Why aren't they allowed to declare?
Well, they're allowed to declare, obviously, but I think that that's not representative if the majority of Democrats who happen to be able to be allowed to vote in this particular primary vote for one or the other, then
well,
they should declare.
Well, Marta, you voted you voted for them. I mean, you either voted for Schumer or you voted for Gillibrand or you didn't. And therefore, that's what the party has decided.
They're supposed to represent me, though, aren't they?
Well, not on everything. I'm sure there are things they don't represent you on.
Well, I think they could wait until the results of the primary come in to say, you know what? I think I'm going to have to go with the people I represent, and if the majority of them want Bernie Sanders, I'm going to have to go that way myself.
Marta,
that seems
thank
to me
you.
To be more about democracy.
Thank you for your call.
Thanks for listening.
Appreciate it. Yeah, yeah.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Now we will go to David in Patterson. All right. David, you're on.
Thank you. I'm going to say something that's contradictory, so bear with me. I voted for Bernie Sanders this morning.
Yeah.
I hope Hillary gets the nomination because I'm afraid Sanders would lose the general election.
You are in a, let me just say, David, let me stop you and say you are in a very large group of people.
Okay, go ahead. And then
No, that's it. That's what
okay.
I'm going to say.
The reason I voted for Bernie is I want him to do well against Hillary so he can continue to pull her to the left. In the last debate, Hillary refused to commit to reinstating the Glass-Steagall separation, you know, of commercial and investment banking. She refused to commit to raising the salary cap on Social Security. She's been weak on additional financial regulation that we need. And I'm hoping that if Bernie Sanders does well, he'll continue to pull her to the left. With the California primary coming up, I mean, I think it's going to be significant. You probably disagree, but that's why I did what I did.
Why would you think I disagree? I mean,
I don't know.
David, here's the point. I think everybody has a right to vote for who they want for whatever reason. However, I think you may have been, let's say Bernie wins. I think, you know, you could have an upset here in New York State, I believe.
Even if he won New York State, I don't think he's going to.
Well, maybe not.
Get the nomination.
But what you don't think, but what if you're wrong?
Then I'm wrong.
Well, no, you said you're voting one way, but you're hoping the other one pulls the other one.
I'm based on the polls, which are showing Hillary with, a 10, 15-point lead?
Well, perhaps you'd like to know 10, and now I just saw something that said less. But let's assume you were in Michigan, and you were basing your political action on the polls. You would have been dead wrong.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm just trying to.
No, I understand your point of view.
Have an interesting.
Polls are notoriously bad from the.
Not all of them. Often they're right.
The Liberty poll. I mean, look at what happened with Truman in 48.
Yeah, but that was very early. The pollsters are much more sophisticated.
Are they?
Oh yeah, they are.
I've been told that they call on landlines, and I'm supposed to.
No. They call on landlines. They call cell phones because they know where that's where the kids are, and they do that, you know, in a random fashion. Look, they're not. I know them, and I know them to be good people,
but they try
very hard.
We'll see what the results are, and then we'll see what the accuracy is.
We will. The issue, of course, David, is, and Bernie keeps saying it, if his young people turn out, despite all of the sort of, difficulties with the voter registration system in New York, which is crazy.
Right.
If the Bernie people turn out in large numbers, you know that there could be an upset here.
It could very well be. I mean, I agree with your concern. To me, the concern about the financial regulation outweighs the danger.
Fair enough.
Of an upset. Now, you probably disagree, but
no. Stop
decision.
Saying what I disagree. So you know, you don't know what I agree and don't agree with. But I thank you for calling. Appreciate it very much.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yep. Bye. Okay. Let's go to Claire in Windham. All right, Claire, you're on.
Oh, good. Very, very good. Your callers have been just excellent.
They have
touched on so many of the points that I wanted to make.
Okay.
But the polling hours, I was very distressed. I was listening to, of course, WAMC this morning and eating my breakfast at 9, preparing to go to the polls at 10 because the information, like the lady said, we didn't get any cards with anything opening up. And I've never missed a primary, never missed a general election. I'm not a delusional person. I'm a 77-year-old woman, and I voted for Bernie. So I'd love to hear that that comment from the lady a few callers back. But the hours are very distressful because I heard this morning about the young college student who had to vote early in the morning because he had to go back to his college and couldn't do it because he needed to vote at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
And we're being deprived. I feel like I'm living in the dark ages, maybe in Alabama, Mississippi, some place where it's more difficult to vote. New York is terrible this way.
By the way, I agree with you. And I live in Massachusetts, as you probably know and have heard too many times. And we don't do this business. We're Boston.
I have a friend, a couple, and actually she's been traditionally a Democrat. Her husband traditionally a Republican. They are, I don't even know if they're going to be voting today because she, the Democrat, has decided she's going to vote for Trump, and her husband, who is registered as Republican, is going to vote for Bernie in the general election. So I don't know what they're doing.
Sounds like a good marriage. Got to let you go. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye. Let's go to Cliff in Kingston. All right. Cliff, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Yeah, that's good. Go ahead. Keep going.
All right. Referring to Stu's call, I think he was off base. I just got done voting, and I put my vote for Bernie. But here's something I saw last night on cable news. They had, like, a Kasich up in Schenectady. And if I had to if I was like a Republican, I'd be voting for Kasich because he makes more sense as a candidate than the other two clowns.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear your opinion. I'm glad you voiced it. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to Corrine. Wait a second, am I getting this right? Did we just talk to Cliff? Yeah, we did. Now let's go to Corrine. Okay, number three. All right, Corrine, you're on.
Hi, how are you, Alan?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So I just wanted to call in about the earlier caller's question about provisional ballots.
Sure.
So I was not registered for any political party for many years.
Right.
And after struggling between Bernie and Hillary for the for almost a year now, I finally thought that I changed my registration on time a few months ago. But unfortunately, I met the registration deadline for new registrants and not for old. And I think that that's what one of the confusions that people go into the polls today are having, independents or no party registration showing up to vote. If you didn't change your party registration by October 14th,
right.
And I just consulted the Board of Education's website, then you can't vote today. It's unfortunate.
You don't mean the Board of Education, you mean the Board of Elections.
I'm sorry, the Board of Elections, right? I just looked at their website.
Yeah.
And, so if you think that you registered on time or you changed your party affiliation on time, but you didn't,
right.
Unfortunately, you're shut out because of New York's restrictive closed primary rules, and we need to change that. I mean, a lot of people are thinking that, and legislation, I think, is going to be introduced. But don't be fooled into thinking that if you go and try to fill out a provisional ballot, that ballot will be counted, because what those provisional ballots are for are for people where there's some dispute.
Right,
over
that's correct.
You met the deadline.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I want people to know that and not go and feel outraged that they're not given a provisional ballot, which they should be, because that determination needs to be made by someone else, not the poll worker.
Okay, Corrine,
yeah.
Thank you very much. We got five people behind you. I appreciate you making your very good point. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Bye-bye.
Okay. And we heard from Elizabeth. Alan, when Bernie loses, will you support Hillary? She's winning in the polls and will win the nomination. Remember the NRA. And that's from Elizabeth. Well, I haven't decided what I'm going to do, but I can tell you there's a very good chance. Why would I not vote for Hillary? I like Hillary. Interviewed her any number of times. And, you know, I just happen to think Bernie's right on the issues. Okay. Richard said, just got a reminder call from the Bernie organization in Brooklyn to get out and vote. They have registered voter lists for Steventown, New York. That's dedication. Call the attorney general with voting problems. He has a voting hotline, says Richard from Steventown, the only one in America. Jill says, people say this is the first time in decades that New York has mattered in the primary. Did it matter in 2008 when Hillary and Obama had such a tight race during the primary? And Steven says, today's primary, win by a lot, this is a prediction. Win by a lot for Trump, win by a little for Hill. November election, win by a lot for Hill over Cruz. Well, I'm not so sure that the first line wasn't right. Win by a lot for Trump, win by a little for Hill. The November election, says Steve, win by a lot for Hill over Cruz. I don't think Cruz is getting the nomination. I think this is very interesting. I think the point of this is Cruz knows that if he denies Trump the first ballot victory, he thinks it'll be an open convention and he'll get it. They hate him. I don't think they're going to give it to him. All right, let's go to Jerry in Hopewell Junction. Jerry, you're on.
Hi, Alan. I would just like to say that even if my fellow Democrats were disappointed in the results of the primary today, it is so important that we get out and vote in November for either one of those candidates, because not to do so is going to be a vote for Trump.
Okay, well, you've made your point. Thank you for making it. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Right. We're going to take a very short break. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Kent Hicks Construction, specializing in deep energy retrofits, passive house, zero energy homes, and historic restorations, serving Western Massachusetts for over 25 years. KentHicksConstruction.com. ClipCentric Albany, a local video services division of ClipCentric, producing video advertisements for businesses throughout the capital region for web, mobile, and TV. Albany.ClipCentric.com. Grapes and Grains Wine and Spirits, East Greenbush, New York, specializing in wine and craft spirits for more than 15 years. Stocking single malts, bourbons, tequilas, and gins. GrapesandGrainsWine.com. The Henyon Bakery, Amherst, since 1993, offering hearth-baked whole grain breads, pastries, birthday, wedding, and special occasion cakes, as well as gluten-free offerings. HenyonBakery.com. And the Hyde Collection, an art museum and historic house in Glens Falls, New York, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 12 to 5. HydeCollection.org.
And we are back. Thank you, Zachary. And I want to thank everybody who's been calling in today. You've all been doing wonderfully, and we thank you so much. It really makes great sense to hear from you. Let's go to Jim in Malta. All right. Jim in Malta, you're on.
Oh, hi, Alan. It's funny. I just got a call a short time ago from Bernie's team. Actually, the call came from New York City, you know, urging me to go out and vote.
Yep.
And we had a brief conversation, and the woman I spoke to said that they were having reports of numbers of problems in New York City of people being denied the ability to vote.
Uh-huh.
So this could be a big issue, I imagine.
Well, it could be. You know, Jim, I can sort of read the between the lines a little bit. A lot of the kids, for example, 76% of them, I believe I read, are for Bernie. Now, a lot of them didn't do the right things in terms of registering to vote. So then they show up and say, well, I want my vote. You know, that doesn't work. You got to go the whole way. I taught political science for, 40 years. I was always telling people, get out, register, vote. You could look in their eyes and you could see they weren't going to do it.
Well, my daughters were in college. They registered as Democrats, so they should have we should have no problem today, but a lot of their friends are independents.
Yeah, well, that in New York State, I'm going to use a word. Nobody's going to like it, but that's stupid in New York State. And I'll tell you why, because if you're not registered in a party, you don't get a vote. Now, in my state, Massachusetts, which is a good state, they have you can be unenrolled and take a ballot in either party. Now, somebody will call up and say, oh, yeah, that's no good because you can make trouble for the other party. I don't think it really works that way.
Especially in New York, where I think we have the lowest voter turnout in the nation.
I did not know that. In the last round, we were last. I find it sort of hard to believe, but you may be right. You got to remember that these politicians are always passing rules which they think will help them, not the voters. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate your call.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. All right. We'll go to Nico. All right. Nico, thanks for holding on there. Appreciate it.
Alan, thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. There's a lot of people, so I'll make it quick. You know, closed primary states are, you know, skillful tactics that political parties, the Republicans and Democrats, private organizations, I'd like to remind everyone, tactics that they employ in order to suppress votes and control the establishment, the direction of the party.
Right.
With a nation that now over 50% of the nation is now, you know, independent. I mean, you have a growing...
Yep.
Number of people are becoming really frustrated with this system, and unfortunately, until people really, really do something about it, nothing's going to change.
And Nico, this is
the wake-up call.
And Nico, may I point out that you're right about almost everything you're saying, including I think you're right about what you're saying, and that may well be why Trump and Sanders are the leading candidate, or I can't say the leading, but leading candidates right now, because both of them are outsiders, and people
yes,
are sick and
the establishment, and I mean, and that's unfortunately that's what people thought they were getting when they voted for Obama, and unfortunately, it was very much not that. And I think people are, you know, waking up, and it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, let me just say, Nico, that I'm a huge supporter of Obama. I think he's done a good job. Nevertheless, I let you talk. Now you let me for a minute, okay?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. But I have to tell you about Obama, that people, when they voted for him, projected as a psychological mechanism of projection, they projected into him what they wanted to believe about him, not necessarily what was believable. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand. But you know, and I'll just come back with this, and I'll say he campaigned on several very key aspects of the transparency that would be a part of his presidency. And when you look at certain things like Guantanamo and then the war on whistleblowers.
Well, I think he's been on. Well, let me just interrupt you. I think he's been right on Guantanamo. It's the Republicans that won't let him do it. And he's been eliminating those people one by one by one by one, trying to get them out. Hey, Nico, the next time we'll do a program on Obama, but that's not today. I thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye bye. Okay, let's go to John in Hudson. John in Hudson, you're on.
Hey, Alan, thanks for having me on, and thanks for doing your show.
Sure. Go.
Oh, okay. So I just wanted to address something you said earlier about the people having trouble voting. There was a report by the NPR station in New York City that 60,000 people in Brooklyn were taken from the active voter list from last year and put made inactive this year, which goes contrary to all the trends that have been happening around the state. But I did want to encourage Bernie voters to go out and vote. There was a recent poll that showed that they're only 6% behind, which is pretty good.
Yep.
I also just wanted to make a plug to Undecideds why I would vote for Bernie if I might. And I mean, I think if you look at Hillary's net negatives right now, her favorability and unfavorability, it's pretty through the roof.
The unfavorability.
I also think that the Clintons do have a tendency sometimes to say whatever to get elected. I mean, there's a track record of Hillary doing that with free trade for Colombia. You know, when I voted, I helped campaign for Bill in 1992, and I was pretty disappointed when he campaigned against NAFTA and voted and, you know, pushed NAFTA later on. So I really think that if you want policies that are progressive, Bernie's your guy.
Okay. John, I thank you, and I want to point something out because I've been talking to some people from Hudson lately. You know, Hudson is Roselle's hometown. And they say, I can't hear you in Hudson. Well, you can. And I say, you know, we have a station, a separate station in Hudson for just that reason, 97.1. And they look at me. They look at me and say, really? So I just want to make that point, 97.1 in Hudson.
I actually use three different stations to listen to you guys, depending on where I am in the county. So
I thank you, Bill. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Susan in Rexford. Okay. Susan in Rexford. You're on.
Hi, Alan.
Yeah, go.
Thanks for taking my call. I just came from my polling place. In Rexford, north of Schenectady.
Right.
And Paul Tonko is one of the people who represents me up here.
Indeed.
And I agree with you about President Obama. I think he's been absolutely brilliant. On Guantanamo and a lot of other things. I think we should require that our presidents know how to read before they decide to run for office and gain information that way. Mm. I did want to say, though, today, I'm recently widowed, and I'm very, very handicapped. I'm just learning how to get around.
Okay.
My polling place is a great big, brand-new fire department place, so it's very easy access.
Right.
But as I approached the door, a great big, tall, strong person came and opened it for me, showed me all the way into the place, and I looked across this great big, beautiful, well-lit room full of amiable people and saw the table where the ladies who've been there for the last 20 years since I wanted to vote are still there.
Yep.
And who knew me and who were sweet and pleasant and helped me to a table where I could sit down and fill out my ballot, et cetera, et cetera. I got back into my car a few minutes later with all kinds of help, and I heard a person complain about their polling place, and I thought, well, that just can't be. What do you mean she wasn't notified with a card? I got my card in the mail last month. That shouldn't be that way. And it shouldn't be that way that people who are handicapped can't get into the building. And it shouldn't be that. And I thought, I'm going to call Alan and just make the point.
Well, but they treated you very well, didn't they?
Yes, but this is this polling place.
Right.
This is where we
always
$15,000 a year for our high school kids to be in school.
Susan,
we have the money to do things right. And
Susan, we always have to do better. I thank you for making both of those points. You're absolutely right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Jill in Gloversville. All right, Jill in Gloversville, you're on. Oh, Bill,
yes,
I'm so sorry. Bill, go.
I would like to briefly state that I'm one of these delusional people that voted for one of these pie-in-the-sky candidates as a consequence of attending Cornell University and Columbia University and Montclair State University under the GI Bill, I decided to vote for Bernie Sanders, who believes that everyone should be able to go to college, any college they choose, without worrying about the money to pay for it.
Okay. Okay. I hear you. Hey, Bill, thanks for calling this time and every time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now let's go to Sean in Kinderhook. Okay, Sean in Kinderhook is on line 5. Okay, Sean, you're on.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call, Alan. How
sure.
are you?
Well, yeah, okay.
Hey. All right. Now, I am a registered Republican, but I feel that I feel the burn, so I'm going to jump over to the other side. I think seems to me, you know, he's not disingenuous at all. I think he's very sincere in what he says, and I feel that he's going to deliver, and he's for the working class man. That's what I am, and so that's he's going to get my vote today.
Okay, sure. Sean, thank you very much. I'm trying to get everybody in. Appreciate it.
Okay, yep, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to Ronnie in Glenville. Okay, Ronnie, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Go.
I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Real quick point. Someone said something about independence. I've been independent all my life. I'm 60.
Yep.
I changed it 2 months ago.
Yep.
Just went to my polling place. No problem. I could vote.
Sure.
So if someone's having a problem and they're saying it's because they changed too late, I would be complaining.
Well, yeah, but you did it on time, right? Didn't you do it on time?
No, not for a new registrant.
Oh.
The person that had called had said they did it, and they told them that
it's
they did
late.
It for the deadline for a first person.
Yeah.
I did it right. It was much later than that.
Well, I can't explain that. Ronnie, thank you for calling.
Good luck. Have a good day.
I hope they don't take your vote away. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go to Marianne in Niskayuna. Marianne in Niskayuna, you're on.
Hi. We have three voters in my household. We have three candidates that we support, all different. My daughter supports one, and she's away at school, so she had an absentee ballot.
Right.
And she says, I know who she's voting for. I didn't even have to see the ballot. And she says, Mom, could you, I filled it out, but could you please get a stamp on it and get it in the mail? And being very dutiful, I managed to get the stamp on, even though it wasn't my candidate. And got it in the mail last week. So her vote counts, my vote counts, and my husband will vote after work, and his vote will count.
Marianne, great story. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
All right. Let's go to Taylor in Albany. Taylor in Albany, you're on.
Hi, Dr. Shartok. Thanks for taking my call. It's always an honor. I would just like to make the point that for people that say Bernie's positions are pie in the sky, you don't go to the negotiating table already having bargained your position. You set your expectations high. And for the person saying that, millennials need to show up for Hillary, they do. It's true. However, she needs to earn their vote. That's really all I had to say.
Okay, and you've said it and said it well. Thank you, Taylor. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Shartok.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Noelle in Kingston. All right, Noelle, you're on.
Hi, Dr. Shartok. There are a few points that I'd like to make, and I'll make them quickly. One is, working on the campaign and Bernie campaign, doing canvassing, calling, and data entry, we found that there was some confusion at the last minute regarding polling places, one at the New Paltz campus and then another place in Kingston. And these are in districts that are known to be very active Bernie camps.
Okay. Noelle, I'm just going to stop you there because we are really pressed for time here. We're almost done with this show.
I have more that I'd like to say.
Well, you have to say it very quickly, okay? Go ahead.
Okay. Bernie has been a gentleman in this campaign. He's been trying to run with integrity and honesty in the issues, and I think it's important to recognize and for him to be championed as the Amendment King for all of the years that he's been in office. And I think that for the media, Hillary and the Republicans to spin him as somebody who's not a viable candidate is inaccurate.
Okay, Noelle, that's all I can do for you.
Okay.
I thank you for doing
so
that.
Much.
Thanks again. And very quickly, Teresa in Chatham. Teresa, you want to make a point? Go ahead.
Yes.
It has to be in a sentence. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes. Very quickly, the primary hours,
Whatever
we may think of them, have been in effect for decades. It's not anything against any particular candidate.
Yeah, but it ain't right.
Well, that's the second point, is that if we want to change them, then we should press to change them. But the claim that's been going on lately, and I just got a bunch of stuff, like I got email about it, I got all this stuff, like this is a terrible thing that people are doing, like,
so
for this election, and it's not.
Okay, so Teresa,
for many years.
So Teresa from Chatham says that the primary was not designed to help or hurt any candidate. However, Alan says it's disgraceful that people in New York get longer to vote in New York City than they do up here. That's crazy.
That's the second point. If you want to change that for every election, any particular candidate, then let's do that. The other point is that
Teresa, I'm so sorry. We are out of time. And I know I will get a call from Teresa who will yell at me, but we're just about out of time. We are out of time. Support for the Vox Fire comes from Dr. Lucy Chapik, Latham, New York, practicing plastic surgery for 20 years, hosting a spring open house this Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., introducing Kybella for treatment of double chins, 518-786-1700. Vision Excel Eye Care, Lake Katrine, New York, providing eye exams, eye care, dry eye therapy, and more, where eyewear is an art. Facebook or VisionExcelEyeCare.com. Aviva Fresh Pasta, 30 years and 30 wines by the glass. European cuisine infused with flavor of the world. Northampton, Massachusetts. Grab life by the knife and fork. VivaFreshPasta.com. Careers in Transition, LLC, Albany. Dr. Tom Denham, providing career guides, testing, job strategies, interview preparation, LinkedIn lessons, resume and cover letter writing, careers in transition, LLC.com. And remember, the conversation continues online. Engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Paulette Ryder, and she did a terrific job. Our producer is Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now for a news update.